ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
ユイチです。
Jesse here. Thanks for joining us for the special Japanese culture class lesson. So we have a special topic for this lesson. Naomi-san, what will we be talking about?
新語・流行語大賞 The new word and buzzword of the year of 2009.
We did a similar lesson last year too.
That's right. Some of you might remember our Japanese culture class from last year. We talked about the buzzwords for 2008.
This time, we'll talk about the buzzword for 2009.
First, let's explain what this is all about. Jesse-san, お願いします。
Sure. So, in December every year in Japan, they announce the winners of the Buzzwords of the Year contest. It awards the words and phrases that do a good job of reflecting the state of society, or sometimes just words that become popular thanks to pop culture. It's a pretty popular contest, though, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Everyone wants to know what words are going to be selected.
Yeah, they go over it on TV a lot, both before and after the words have been chosen.
I think it's a great topic for discussion.
Mm-hmm. Hi. If you talk about this with Japanese people, you'll sound really up to date.
Definitely. And what is this contest called again?
新語・流行語大賞。新語 means new word. 流行語 means buzzword?
Right, buzzword.
大賞 means Grand Prix.
Okay, and now...What you've all been waiting for. The buzzword of the year for 2009 is...
政権交代
政権交代 A regime change.
そうです。政権
Regime, administration.
交代
Change or switch. So basically, this term reflects the big change that took place in Japanese politics this year.So let's try and explain it. An election for the House of Representatives was held at the end of August, and the Democratic Party of Japan won by a landslide. This was a major event because they beat out the Liberal Democratic Party that had been in power for over 50 years.
そうなのよね。For 50 years, that party stayed in power.
Right, so this regime switch, this 政権交代, was a big thing. Mm. And what do you think about this phrase being the buzzword of the year, honestly?
It's like...I'm not sure about the definition of buzzword. 政権交代 did appear in news a lot, but not very popular word.
Ah, I kind of see what you're saying. It was used a lot, but maybe not necessarily popular.
So.
Right. So I guess it makes a lot of sense to be chosen as a major word of 2009, but maybe not too exciting.
So, ね.
Would you agree? And sometimes multiple words are chosen, but this time it was only one word, right?
そうね。
Yeah, that's right. So, but there were 10 words that were nominated for the Grand Prix.
Oh, it might be interesting to go through some of those.
そうね。
What were some other phrases that were considered for the Buzzword of the Year prize?
One of them was 草食男子。
Aha, the herbivore boys.
Ah,
right?
難しい単語ね。草食 means
herbivore.
And 男子 means
boy.So literally, it does mean herbivore boy.
So,
and what does that mean, herbivore boy? I think if you're hearing this for the first time, it must sound really strange.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners, when you hear this phrase, what comes to mind?
well, 草食男子 are men who are very passive when it comes to relationships and life. They don't take any action in these areas.
Ah, so they're not the kind to go for the chase.So to speak. The opposite would be someone who actively pursues someone they're interested in. The herbivore types just kind of sit back and chew grass.
chew grass.
It's also said that they like to stay at home and are interested in cooking and cleaning.
Interesting.
The opposite type is referred as 肉食男子.
Carnivore boys.So they go after what they want. I guess you could imagine like a lion going after its prey. right.
So that was one of the nominations. Another newly coined term from this year was fast fashion.
Fast fashion. It sounds like fashion that goes in and out of style really quickly.
Mm.
That's actually part of it. Fast fashion is trendy, but also very cheap.
The phrase fast fashion actually comes from the phrase fast food, because fast food is cheap and quick.
So it's reasonably priced, trendy fashions.
So. At first, fast fashion was all about Japanese brands, such as Uniqlo, Shimamura, あとは GU とか. But then, foreign brands like H&M, Zara, and Forever 21 opened in Japan and started the fast fashion war.
They are mostly in Harajuku, in Tokyo.
And all in the same area of Harajuku, too.
So.
Some of the clothes are really cheap, though. I was shocked. You can find some really good deals there.
So, ne. It's worth checking them out if you are in Harajuku.
Just don't go to a store on its opening day.
You
might be waiting for hours.
Yeah, that's true. So whenever a new fast fashion shop opens up, the lines are super long.
So, by the way, are there any words on the top 10 list for 2009 that you liked or were interested in? Naomi-san or Yuichi-san?
Not really, but I'm interested in the word 草食男子 and 肉食男子.
That's
an interesting word, yeah.
Yuichi-san, how about you, Yuichi-san? Are you 肉食系男子 or 草食系男子?
Well, wow, it's hard to tell. I'm kind of both. Yeah. So, Naomi-sensei, which do you prefer, like 肉食男子 or 草食男子?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, I think maybe if you're too much on one side, it's a little too much. Maybe right in the middle would be good.
So, right.
So, what did you think of the winning buzzword and the nominated words we talked about? We want to hear what you think about them.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time. じゃあまた.
さよなら.